November 14, Walking with God. John chapter 15, verses 9 to 14. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Just as Jesus received the Father's love, so the disciples received Jesus' love. The tense is aorist, meaning Jesus' love was given in a single, completed action, pointing to his death the very next day. Now remain in my love. Remain in fellowship with me, so you can continue to experience my love. How were they to do this? If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. Remaining in the Father's love was not for Jesus a passive thing. He had to continually obey the Father's commands. The same is true for Jesus' disciples. We remain in Jesus' love by keeping his commands. I have told you this, so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Jesus had earlier told his puzzled disciples, I have food to eat that you know nothing about. My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work, as in chapter 4, verses 32 to 34. Jesus' joy came from doing the Father's will. The disciples' joy will come from doing what Jesus commands them. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. The model for the disciples' love for one another was Jesus' love for them. What did his love for them look like? Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. John had introduced the foot washing that occurred just hours earlier with, having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love, in chapter 13, verse 1. The foot washing was both a prelude and symbol to what he was about to do in giving up his life on the cross. Earlier, Jesus had described laying down his life as part of his obedience to his Father, in chapter 10, verse 18. Here, it becomes an expression of his love for his disciples. Jesus expected his disciples to show the same kind of self-sacrificial love for each other. You are my friends. So Jesus explicitly identifies the disciples as his friends. Surprisingly to some, this friendship is conditional. If you do what I command. Jesus' giving of his life showed his love for his disciples and how they were to love each other. We might have expected Jesus to add that the disciples would show their love and friendship back to Jesus by laying down their lives for him. Instead, here he calls on them to obey his commands. This is how they will show their love and friendship to him. It's a privilege to be called a friend of God, but a privilege that comes with a responsibility to walk humbly and obediently with our God. Will you do that?